And now, the penultimate program in his 9-part series on the 50s, here's Pete Myers, heading back to the year
1957.
This is great. Balls of fire. You shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a man insane. You broke my will, but what a thrill. This is great balls of fire. I let you love what I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I've changed my mind. This love is fine. It's just great balls of fire. Kisses the baby. Feels good. Hold me, baby. Well, I want to love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. I chew my nails down and I twitch all my thumbs. I'm real on earth, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. It drives me crazy. It's just great balls of fire. Hold me, baby. Well, I often love you like I love a should. You're fine. So kind. Got to tell this world that you're mine. Ain't you my nails and I quit on my thumb. Real nervous, but it sure is fun. Come on, baby. Drive crazy. But this great, this is great. Balls of fire.
The man who must be counted as one of the absolute originals of rock and roll, and the number that inspired the series, Great Balls of Fire. Lewis's pumping piano, soaring vocals, and relentless rhythm first came to international prominence in 57, when he cut two classics of rock, the one you just heard, and this one coming up, which have been copied by generations of musicians, but never equaled.
I'm all over, baby, whole lot of shaking going on. Yes, I say, come all over, baby. Whole lot of shaking going on. Well, I say, come on over, baby. We got chicken in the morning. Woo, huh? Come on over, baby. Well, I got some bull out of horn. We ain't faking. Whole lot of shaking going on. Yeah, the little shake, baby, shake. I said, shake, baby, shake. I said, shake it, baby, shake it. Let it shake, make it shake. Come on over. Oh, a lot of shaking going on. Oh, let's go.
Whole lot of shaking going on, and you better believe it. For rock connoisseurs, 57 is the great year, the year when rock and roll, like a giant tidal wave, swamped everything else off the music scene. The great performers of the pre-rock era overnight disappeared into oblivion, and a whole new generation of young guys were taking over. And when I say young, I mean young. Paul Anka, for instance, wrote and recorded this when he was 15 for a teenage crush.
I'm so young and you're so old. This, my darling, I've been told. I don't care just what they say. 'Cause forever I will pray. You and I will be as free as the birds up in the trees. Oh, please stay by me, Diana.
One of the great sellers of all time, Diana, by Canadian-born Paul Anka, whose songs about teenage angst cornered the market for girls between 12 and 14, a market that Anka would dominate till the Beatles arrived. And then there was the guy from Norfolk, Virginia, who always wanted to be a singer, achieved his ambition in 57 with a record that launched one of the most erratic careers in the history of rock. But what a record.
Well, bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't mean my baby. Bebop Lula, she's my baby. Bebop Lula, I don't mean my baby.
baby,
well, she's the gal in the red blue jeans. She's the queen of all the teams. She's the woman that I know. She's the woman that loves me so. Say, Bebopalula, she's my baby. Bebopalula, I don't mind my baby.
Bebopalula, she's my baby, my baby, my baby.
That's
right. Gene Vincent, whose greasy leather image was ahead of its time. Middle America just wasn't ready for him in 57, so he moved to Europe where he became an idol. A genuine working-class rock hero. But alcohol and lousy management took its toll. And by 71, he was burnt out and dead.
1957.
Well, it's time of the night and I just got paid. My money don't try to save. My heart said go, go. Have a time for Saturday night and I feel fine. Gonna rock it up. I'm gonna rip it up. I'm gonna shake it up.
One of the high points in Little Richard's rock career, a career that ended by the end of the 50s when he decided that religion was more important than rock and roll. Rip It Up, which is what he did at the keyboard at every performance. Fats Domino was another piano man, less extrovert than Richard. By this time, his career was at its commercial peak, and together with trumpeter Dave Bartholomew, Fats wrote and produced some of the most memorable rock standards. This is just one of them.
I'm walking, hear the need, I'm talking. You and me, I'm hoping that you come back to me. I'm lonely as I can be. I'm waiting for your company. I'm hoping that you come back to me. What you gonna do when the well run dry? You gonna run away and hide. I'm gonna run right by your side. For you pretty baby, I even die. I'm walking, yes indeed, I'm talking.
Great balls of fire!
Well, the bless of my soul, what's wrong with me? I'm itching like a man on a fuzzy tree. My friends say I'm acting wild as a bug. I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh, ooh, yeah, yeah. Well, my hands are shaking and my knees are weak. I can't seem to stand on my own two feet. Who do you think of when you have such luck? I'm in love. I'm all shook up. Ooh. Ooh. Yeah.
The all-shaking, all-rocking superstar himself, Elvis Presley. Just as he did in 56, Elvis had another four number ones in 57. Too Much, All Shook Up, Teddy Bear, and Jailhouse Rock. All Shook Up was voted the record of the year. The man bought a house in Memphis, Graceland's, and was making more money than any artist in the history of pop. Presley's career was now all mapped out by his manager, Colonel Tom Parker, a Svengali-like figure who today is largely blamed for Presley's awful film career. Never was such an awesome talent so wasted in Hollywood. And I guess you can blame the Dutch for that. In an early rock encyclopedia, Colonel Parker is written up like this.
Colonel Parker, born 1910 in West Virginia, went to work for his uncle's circus as a child before setting up his own carnival circuit.
The image Parker projected of himself was rather like Colonel Sanders of Kentucky Fried Chicken fame, a southern gentleman of the old school. But the truth only emerged years after Elvis was dead. Colonel Parker was born in 1910, but his real name was
Andreas Cornelis van Kalk, born in Breda, Holland. At 18, he went to America, and by 1932 was calling himself Tom Parker. His family in Holland never heard from him, and only recognized him when they saw a photo of him with Elvis in 1961.
So one could say the power behind the king's throne was a Dutchman.
baby, let me be your loving teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and lead me anywhere. Let me be,
oh, let him be
your own teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. But I just want to be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Baby, let me be around you every night. Run your fingers through my hair and cuddle me real tight. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. I don't want to be a tiger, cause tigers play too rough. I don't want to be a lion, cause lions ain't the kind you love enough. Cause I wanna be your teddy bear. Put a chain around my neck and leave me anywhere. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be
your teddy bear. Oh, let me be,
oh, let him be your teddy bear.
This is great balls of fire.
The original recording of Rock Island Line by the man who wrote it, Lead Belly, whose music influenced generations of musicians, first in America and then Great Britain. That song launched the skiffle boom in Britain, which started in the mid-50s when Lonnie Donegan from Glasgow put out his version. And this skiffle record, more than any other, laid the foundations of British rock.
Oh, well, rock miss me when I'm gone.
Skiffle had no lasting impact, but its influence on young British musicians was enormous. Rock and roll demanded expensive electric guitar, saxophone, and drum kits. Skiffle was do-it-yourself music. All it required was a guitar, a washboard for rhythm, and a stand-up bass an old tea chest would do. All over Britain, skiffle clubs opened and groups would perform there. One of these groups was known as the Quarrymen, led by a hothead named John Lennon. In 57, Britain produced its first pop idol, a merchant seaman from London who was discovered singing in a coffee house. He wasn't exactly a rock and roller, but he was groomed to be Britain's answer to Elvis Presley. TV, by now, was a major factor in rock's growth and popularity. In America, a TV show,
American Bandstand, hosted by Dick Clark,
was the showcase for new talent. The British came up with their own version.
6-5 Special.
And the new idol, Tommy Steele, made his TV debut on that show, covering a number that Guy Mitchell introduced a year earlier. Just for the record, both versions of the song got to number one in Britain.
I never felt more like singing the blues, cause I never thought that I'd lose your love. Why'd you do me this way? Oh, I never felt more like crying all night, cause everything's wrong, I can't ride without you. You got me singing the blues. The moon and stars no longer shine, the dream is gone, I thought was mine. There's nothing left for me to do. I never felt more like running away. Why
should I go? 'Cause I goes there without you. You got me singing the blues.
I love your funny face. Your sunny, funny face. You're not exotic, but so hypnotic. You're much too much. If you can cook the way you look, I'd swim the ocean wide just to have you by my side. Though you're no Queen of Sheba, for worlds I'd not replace.
The irreplaceable Fred Astaire, who at the age of 59 made his last screen appearance as a song and dance man, and doing it as always with style and grace.
You're sunny, funny face.
And after Funny Face, the man who got the world dancing turned to non-dancing roles and died peacefully in 1987. Fred had the good sense to check out just when the Hollywood musical film itself was fading away. He may have been a legendary figure, but he was too old. The teenage market demanded young performers, people they could identify with. And with Presley at Paramount proving that rock filled theaters, the studios began signing on pop stars who could challenge the king. 20th Century Fox thought it found the challenger when it took on Pat Boone and cast him in the lead of a film called Bernadine. In it, he sang the title song and another that Bing Crosby and Rudy Valley had recorded yonks before. And that turned out to be the most successful single of his career.
On a day like today, we pass the time away, writing love letters in the sand. How you laugh when I cry each time. All the time, take our love letters from the sand. You made a vow that you would ever be true, but somehow.
Love Letters in the Sand by the descendant of American frontiersman Daniel Boone, Pat. The unforgettable chant that established Harry Belafonte, who by 1957 was already a star. He had made two films, Carmen Jones and Island in the Sun, and was regarded for a while as a sex symbol. But Belafonte had more than good looks and a good voice going for him. He was the first performer to popularize the rich musical heritage of the Caribbean, even being dubbed the King of the Calypso. He was and remains a humanist who believes that music is the common bond that links all men and cultures. Much later, he would become a notable figure in the civil rights struggle that was beginning in the United States and ambassador for UNICEF. But when he wrote this song, bananas suddenly appeared on every table.
Daylight come and we want to go home.
said, daylight come and me one go home. Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Come, Mr. Tallyman, tally me banana.
Daylight come and me one go home.
Day-o, day-o.
Daylight come and me one go home. Daylight come and me one go home.
1957.
Well, you know you love me, baby. Still, you tell me maybe that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day. Cry, you say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, when Cupid shot his dart, he shot it at your heart. So if we ever part, then I leave you. You sit and hold me and you tell me boldly that someday, well, I'll be through. Well, that'll be the day when you say goodbye. Yes, that'll be the day when you make me cry. You say you're gonna leave. You know it's a lie, 'cause that'll be the day when I die. Well, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day. Ooh, ooh, that'll be the day.
The musician who proved that girls do make passes at guys who wear glasses, and who, in a very short time frame, something like 3 years, produced works that influenced just about everybody in the rock era. Buddy Holly came to prominence with That'll Be the Day. It got to number one. And had he not died in 59 at the height of his fame, only 22 years old, he might have been one of the major innovators of the 60s. Another life that was tragically cut short, he was shot dead in 64, was the man whose voice and style influenced Marvin Gaye, Rod Stewart, Otis Redding, and other singers, black and white, too numerous to mention. He was trained as a gospel singer, but when he turned to the secular world of pop, it was sheer heaven.
Darling, you sent me, I know you. Darling, you send me, honest you do, honest you do, honest you do. Oh, you thrill me, I know you, you, you thrill me. Darling, you, 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 you thrill me, honest. I thought it was infatuation, but ooh, it's lasted so long. Now I find myself wanting to marry you and take you home. Whoa, whoa. You send me, I know you send me. You do.
the man who was totally in a class of his own, Sam Cooke, and the song that nobody wanted to record at first, You Send Me. Time and again, you know, the song that nobody had any faith in turns out to be the one that establishes a super career. And that was the case in the enduring partnership of two brothers from Brownie, Kentucky. To make a long story short, a New York record company were looking for a country act to sign up. Sitting on the shelf was a song that 30 other artists had turned down. It was offered to the brothers, who had no objections about singing it. They were extremely grateful because they knew they would each get $64 for recording it. You can predict the outcome. The record got to number 2 in America, and for $128, the world got the Everly Brothers.
Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, happiness. Hello, loneliness. I think I'm gonna cry. Bye-bye, love. Bye-bye, sweet caress. Hello, emptiness. I feel like I could die. Bye-bye, my love, goodbye.
Now, while they said bye-bye, we said hello to Don and Phil, the Everly Brothers, whose harmonizing would electrify, influence, and be emulated by others waiting in the wings of time, like Simon and Garfunkel, the Mamas and Papas, and the Beach Boys. The Everlys made some of the most enduring records of the 50s, and the follow-up to Bye Bye Love caused a minor controversy at the time, as some radio stations thought the lyrics suggestive and refused to play it. Nevertheless, it became their first number one, and Susie, like Don and Phil, found their special niche in the history of rock.
Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. Tell our friends when they say, ooh la la, wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, I told your mama that you'd be in by 10. Well, Susie, baby, looks like we goofed again. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. We gotta go home. Wake up, little Susie, wake up. The movie wasn't so hot, it didn't have much of a plot. We fell asleep, our goose is cooked, our reputation is shot. Wake up, little Susie, wake up, little Susie. Well, what are we gonna tell your mama? What are we gonna tell your papa? What are we gonna tell our friends when they say, la-la, wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up, little Susie.
Mr. Rank, this is great. Balls of fire.
And that was the 8th program in a 9-part series written and produced by Pete Myers. Great Balls of Fire is a Radio Netherlands presentation.